I like how when he was trying to say the number for how many COVID tests, he was like 1.8. He said 1.8 million. That's 1,871,100,000,000.
What?
For real?
He just like that.
Who said that?
I can take you out here where fuck a jet fair. Versace hotel with Versace roll. Like it when you let down your hair with no clothes. And I say to myself, cause I never like these hoes. If she only like the guap red, like these hoes. Why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind?
AllInRadio.com.
And the Bentley came with the wings like a number 9. Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Hey, she wanna fuck with the woo.
She wanna fuck with the woo.
She be saying some shit like when you gon' fly me in private so I can land on that dick. She said tricks for kids, she don't fuck for the tricks. She can't handle her own, she just wants some dick. Got that big Birkin bag worth 5-6 figures. You might be out your league, can you buy that nigga? I pull up on the top, going on the dawn, I'm the dawn. You can fuck around if you want out in Bali. Big swing, big dress, big ass, make it squirt, make a big mess. Before we done, she asked what we gon' do it next. Next, so where they fucked up the seats in the jet. She like all that gangsta shit. Top down, riding round with the blick. Who you with?
Woo.
She like all that gangsta shit. I said she like all that gangsta shit.
She wanna fuck with the rules. She wanna fuck with the rules. She wanna fuck with the rules. She wanna fuck with the rules.
Let me take you to the candy shop.
Candy shop.
Show you all I got. I put diamonds on your chain to match your diamond ring.
I'm on a two, nigga, woo. Hate all the love, it's me and you. Let's turn her into something. She said she love who niggas. Them niggas who gon' pull triggers. I was fine when I met you. Then I sex you. Then I left you. Cause your pussy feel the same. And I don't got time to waste.
She wanna fuck with the woo.
Play me some Pippin, man.
Baby, baby, baby.
AllInRadio.com.
AllInRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff.
What Juicy say? He be like,
shut the fuck up!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drive my Lambo like a Chevy on some rich nigga shit. You can't talk to my girl, she a rich nigga bitch. Told the teacher I was gonna be on the rich nigga list. Told you black ass nigga caught a meal on his wrist. Black ass nigga with a bad ass bitch. I went and got the bag and now everything lit. I went and got the bag and now everything lit.
For real though.
I went all the way through hell and back to get to this.
Yo.
10 toes, stay down.
Yeah.
Real hustler.
Yeah.
Cut a couple niggas water off, but still love em.
Fuck em.
Young nigga, big heart.
Big
nuts.
Big.
G-Wagon or the double R.
Which truck?
Ball hard for the days when I didn't have it. She bad as a motherfucker, but she still ratchet. Ay. Started in South Memphis, ended up in a mansion. Ay. Ain't no stylist needed here. I'm crazy with the fashion. I'm just popping my shit, nah, I ain't bragging.
Yeah, yeah.
Picking up bags all in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
Flip my neck out with some carrots. My young niggas, the neighborhood terrorists.
Drive my Lambo like a Chevy on some rich nigga shit. You can't talk to my girl, she a rich nigga bitch. Told her teacher
you know
I was gonna be
players?
On the rich nigga huh? Lit.
Told you black. Well, you ain't gonna get it, cause you ain't got it.
Bad ass bitch. I went and got the bag and now everything lit. I went and got the bag and now everything lit.
Yeah.
I went all the way through hell and back.
Never. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Believe that.
AllInRadio.com.
You ain't never had a friend like me. At night I watch the sky, I take another breath. I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left. Just me and you evading enemies. Let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly. Was once a little dust kicker, now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail. Send
sending me mail. Heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place. The same faces, supposed to always hate our foes. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shedding crocodile tears, just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers, equipped with ski masks, no witnesses, we blast squillers. Maybe now they feel us in this act of war. More casualties, no survivors. Any man that defies quickly dies, cause we ride us in my quest for chips. We wear vests equipped with automatic fire. We reply when my enemies trip. Me and you against the nation, whispering while we conversating, cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break, the world ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping his beat, making a living out my misery. Till he got a friend like me, I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell, receiving mail to the county jail. This is hell, when I was younger I could picture living in luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking snitches that got me crossed by my own side. I found him by himself, no drama, he alone died. Nobody cried, should've never testified. You got my nigga 25, so now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire my delivery. I'm busting at your whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask, then get the straight coasting. It's visiting day at San Quentin, always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me.
AllInRadio.com.
One, two, is this on?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, All In proudly brings to you the Tag Team Champions of the World! To my slow, my God. Fucking COVID caught me in the throat. To my motherfucking left, we got Redline Reezy.
Redline Reezy, go.
And myself, the bad guy, Sauce. Welcome to Sauce and Reason.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I was gonna say Kanye West.
And we have a special guest from the Trashy Podcast, comedian Nate Spears in the building.
Hey, it's the Trash Podcast, by the way.
The Trashy Ass Podcast.
All right. Fucking hate you, dude. What a goddamn hater.
Yeah, hey, finally he's here, goddammit. Yeah, I've been fucking hate for the last 2 weeks.
I ain't even gonna get into it because we talked about this.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. We can get into it. We all in. You know what I'm saying? All in radio, so we can get all right.
We streaming live. I got the text messages. We want to get deep.
No, hey, no, pulling out receipts and shit. I'm just, okay, that's
pull,
how
pull them text messages out like Chris D'Elia. We want to see shit.
Nah.
All right, man. So we gonna jump to this fucking Mr. Me Too like clips.
Okay, so
shit.
Finally, he's here so he can vouch for my goddamn story.
Is that why I'm here? It's just a vouch
for it? Not just for that fucking reason, but I felt like it was only appropriate to bring it up while you were here. So, yes, my senior year in high school, I'm going to try to be cool because I don't want to say too much. I guess check me if I got to go too far. My senior year in high school, the first few months of school, I don't want to say what we were doing because I think I'll mention too much if I say what the hell we were doing, but basically... Imagine there's a bunch of, like, I'm basically wearing slacks at the fucking time.
Oh, okay. You changed it up. Last time you told me it was a different kind of pants.
No, but I'm saying, like, it was like, or like, you know, like church pants, basically like church pants type of, you know, where it's like hella fucking thin and shit. For some reason, I'm like talking to a group of like students and stuff. All of a sudden I sit down. And as I'm fucking sitting down, my teacher just kind of comes out of the fucking blue, sits on my lap, and when I say I felt everything, I mean everything. Like, she sat, like, full ass on lap while I felt every fucking thing.
What did you feel? Was it, like, a nice feel?
I don't know, because I kind of fucking, it was, like, an out-of-body fucking experience at the fucking time. Because, like, imagine, right when she sat on my lap, my facial expression was probably exactly the same as all the other fucking students, because I see all the other fucking students looking at me like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I'm saying? Damn. And you just see me get hella pale in the fucking face. And then I guess she notices the shit. So did she kind of like.
You was white face?
Basically, bro.
You went black face, white face.
Yes. I got hella fucking pale in her face. So not only that, she basically put her cheek next to mine and then fucking kisses me on the fucking cheek.
Hell yeah.
You remember that fucking part?
I kind of vaguely remember, yeah.
Then she got up and then kind of like, oh, are you sick? I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling too good. She gets up. And then you see all other fucking classmates like, what the fuck just happened, Drum? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Shit got me horny, dog. No. I'll let you know.
No, I mean, see, the thing about it was, I was probably, I had just turned 17, like maybe 2 months ago. So I basically was fresh fucking 17.
That's cool with me. That's how D'Elia like him. Maybe that's how she like him.
No. And like I've said probably here before, it has made it that, for the fucking remainder of the fucking year, I had, like, I would remember that. Why do you think sometimes, anytime, like, I had to go talk to her and shit like that, I'm like, hey, can you go with me type of shit? I probably didn't mention it subconsciously, but it was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, Nate, I need you to be the cuck. Yeah, like, I want you to be the cuck to watch this.
No. I was like, nah, bro, don't leave me in this room with her by myself type of deal, because, damn, see, I almost mentioned too much again. Like, she was my teacher, but she was also something else outside of class for us. I don't really want to go into
friends
detail.
With benefits.
No.
I think you would like sudden. I don't think you need to say anymore. I mean, like,
okay,
so
yeah, because like, I'm not a fucking snitch, so I ain't really trying to throw this lady under the fucking bus.
Miranda writes your ass right now. Just don't say nothing
else. So, like, yeah, it was, and like I said, I think that was before I had that. It might have, was I dating that girl at the time? It might have been, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, so maybe it was whatever. But if I had a girlfriend at the time, it was like one of those things where it's like, I got fucking molested and I didn't fucking tell her. Like, honestly, now that I think about it, both my mom and my grandmother passed. I never even fucking even told them that story.
Like, when you did the out-of-body experience, you're supposed to go out-of-body and in her body.
No, motherfucker.
No?
No, I'm saying it was more of like, he could tell you, like, because we had to do a performance and shit that day. The remainder of the fucking day, I was like in a fucking haze, dude. I'm like, I'm surprised I even remember what the fuck I was doing.
All right, well, so then you said your part. Let's see what Nate, what you remember, man. Was you wearing slacks?
Well, like, so the thing is like, I mean, you have to remember we were kids, and, like, I don't, like I told him before, we were coming from different perspectives, so, like, I do remember vaguely that. I remember her sitting on his lap, and I do remember the whole thing of him, like, asking me to, like, come with him.
Come with him?
No.
Sorry, man. I'm very, like, literal with this shit. I told you, when he started his story, I was like half chub. Now I'm fucking full chub right now, man. All right, my bad. So
I feel like that's how that's how I would have reacted too back then when we were younger too. So I probably didn't even see it that way when we were younger. I was just probably like, if you told me about it, I was like, probably, you know, just like, oh shit, yeah.
And it was something I didn't really want to admit, because, you know, guys and stuff, you tell them that, like, are you gay or something, you gay? You don't want to get any action? I'm like, bruh, I'm fucking basically 16. This lady is fucking 30 years old. And she's my, like, you know what I'm saying, like, she has authority over me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I got out of pocket, she could fucking flunk me, basically.
Every time it gets worked up, I feel like you just about might slip something.
I've been being very good.
Man, I don't know, man. Like, I guess I'm the other part, and a lot of people are probably going to say I'm fucking, like, mental right now, but if it was me, I would have been like, fuck it, let's do it.
Well, remember, like I told you.
I mean, I'm, at the same time, I'm a kid, but I'm like, oh, I'm still going to be all weird and nervous, but I'm gonna be like, oh, you're the one with the most experience, I guess. Put it in drive, grab
but
this.
But, like, for me, if it probably happened in private, it probably could have been something different, but it was more like, that was like almost like a certain dominance, because, like, you not only did it, but you did it in front of our whole fucking class.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a teacher, I can do this to you, and you can't do nothing about it type of deal, you feel me? So, like, to the point where it was, like, the remainder of the year, it was, like, okay. Like I said, if it wasn't him, it was, like, Mark, because he was also in our class. Well, and Lanier, like, I need one of you guys to come with me because I got to go get some paperwork and shit from her, but I'm not going in there by herself.
Mark and Lanier is like, whoa, man. What are you fucking saying our names right now?
Shout out to the homies, you feel me?
I don't know, man. If this teacher is still out there, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're still putting kids in detention.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, do you think she was on some, like, what's that teacher's name? That she just died recently, I think, the teacher.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that was the
Mary Kayla. Was that Mary Kayla Turner? Or I'm thinking some other name. I don't know, whatever. But I was wondering, if she do you think she was like that? Like, with other students and stuff?
Remember how she used to act? Like, she was 30, but she acted like she was a teenager. So it was like, yeah, almost, like, she's almost on some D'Elia shit. You feel me? So I was like, I almost wanted to give her credit. Like, it was one of those things, as I get older, I kind of, like, I felt uncomfortable. And then when I got older, I realized how bad that shit was. It was like, you should have been fired for that shit because, like I said, that was, you did it. For one, you did it to me, but you did it in front of everybody. So if somebody would have fucking told on you, you would have been gone just like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If it was like I said, if it was me, I would have been cool with it. I know it's fucked up. But as you know, the weird thing is if I had a son and then he was in that position, I'll probably be like, nah, don't do it.
Yeah, because I mean, like I'm saying,
let
like,
me do it.
No,
sure. I think that's like honest to say though, because I mean, at the time, I would have probably, I don't know if I would have been cool with it or not, like at the time, but like looking back at it, definitely it's not like.
Yeah, like I'm saying, if I probably had lost my virginity before then, that'd have been one thing, but it was like, I told you, I was still like, my grandma had indoctrinated me with fucking religion and shit, so it was like, virgin, then it felt like, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I can't really tell anybody this because everybody would be like, oh, you gay, bro, what the hell, you had a teacher try to get at you, you didn't try to fuck her, I'm like, nah, bro, that's not cool.
Maybe it was different for me because I was getting lap dances by chicks in class in 7th and 8th grade.
I mean, well,
so
I,
when
I,
it came yeah. to that point, I'd be like, yeah, I guess, teacher.
No, I mean, well, don't get it twisted. I've had lap dance, like, you know, before then, but I still was a virgin, and they were girls that were my age. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I think that's the whole thing. Yeah. Me doing that, me with that with the 7th and 8th grade, and then watching BET Uncut, and I'm watching all this shit. Yeah. I'm just like, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Yeah, pretty much, like, while we're on that fucking thing, I just wanted to shoot these out there real quick.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Nah.
While we talk about, like, pedophiles and, you know, motherfuckers grooming people forget Hillary Duff was fucking 16 when she was dating a dude that was 24.
Wait, and she wasn't fucking 16.
She was 16. Yeah, she was fucking.
No, I mean, I know she was
Joel Madden from Good Charlotte.
Oh.
And I think the mom fucking approved that shit.
Because the mom is like, fucking more money. She's making money,
he's making
money.
People forget about that. They didn't Me Too him. While we're also on that another one, Jerry Seinfeld is also a fucking pedophile. He was 38 dating a 17-year-old.
Damn.
Did like, he sit on her lap? Yeah,
like, that was an article. No, she was sitting on his lap. Like, that was an article that, like, Murr, like, I sent to you. It was like, why didn't people Me Too Jerry Seinfeld at the time? And it was like, there's one guy that was a comedian that stopped being his fucking friend because he was like, oh, you fucking 17 or fucking teenagers and shit.
Who was they say who the friend was that stopped being his friend?
I would have to reread the article. He wasn't that popular of a comedian because it's whoever, if you've seen Jerry Seinfeld's most recent interview where he did with some kind of chick, Jerry Seinfeld was shitting on the dude. And he's probably shitting on him to probably, like, you know, to defer basically them bringing back up him dating a fucking 17-year-old when he's 38.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, but that was like, what, in the 90s for Seinfeld? So nobody ain't really giving a fuck about that in the 90s. Now, if social media was back then, just like how they say with Jordan, with social media, things would have been, I think, a whole lot different. Because right now, people always complain about the news being like the poison towards people. So, but they're also the same people that's canceling motherfuckers on social media.
Yeah.
So it's like the cancel culture is yourself. You can't blame fucking CNN and NBC, but you over here doing the same shit, but just on a lower scale on social media.
Yeah.
So, but if that shit was popular back then, of course they would have shut down Seinfeld quick.
Oh yeah, honestly, the situation I had it happened to me, that shit couldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened around this time because, well, for one, kids got fucking phones and shit. So they probably recorded that shit, and she would have been gone with the quickness.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like just sat on my lap for no. It was like she was on my fucking lap for like fucking 5 minutes or some shit like that, and like talking to other fucking classmates and shit, and kind of like all hugged up on me, and I'm like,
okay, well, how long minutes like was she sitting on your lap?
I'm saying at least like 5 minutes or some shit like that. It was like a decent amount.
Damn,
of
Damn, that's a long time.
Did you strike a boner? Do you remember if you had a boner?
No, motherfucker.
Or did all the blood leave
my,
your head?
My Audi became an innie, motherfucker. That shit went in like.
Oh my god. Damn, dude.
Because, like I'm saying, remember, like, other fucking classmates were, like, walking by and shit, and I'm still kind of like, is this bitch gonna get off my fucking lap?
And you said she kissed you, right?
Yeah, she kissed, not on the mouth, on the fucking cheek.
She kissed you on the cheek. How long was the kiss? Just a quick peck?
I don't think that matters.
Oh, this matters for me, because like I said, I'm still sitting here.
I can't remember.
Rock hard. Dwayne the Rock Johnson in his drawers right now, so I'm just...
I can't remember that part, because it was like, once she did that shit, then it was completely like this, fucking just went blank, because like I said, I imagine, I'm like straight face, and I got everybody looking at me like, bro, is this really fucking happening in front of us right now?
I don't know. I guess I'm the bad... Well, I am the bad guy, but I guess I'm the bad guy in this, because like I said... I would have been like, cool, whatever.
Nah, hell no.
Do your thing.
No, it, like, I liked girls in my class. That was my age. I was like, nah, old lady.
No?
Nope.
She wasn't that old.
She was fucking, if I'm not even 18, so if I'm 17 and she's like 30.
Early 30s is cool.
She's like, what, 13 years my senior, dude.
What's her oldest you would fuck a chick?
The oldest I ever have was... 9 years?
No, like, not had. Like, you would just say, fuck it, yeah, I'll fuck you. Like, what's the oldest? Both of y'all, what was y'all? If you were single.
I would say, like...
I was going to say 28, because that's how old my girlfriend is.
Oh.
I would say maybe, like, late 40s, almost 50s, but I wouldn't go past 55, because then you're starting to get, like, kind of close to, like, what my mom's age would be. Pretty much, you can't be older than what my mom... You can't be more than 21 years older than me, basically.
Okay.
So let's say, like I said, like 45, 46, something like that, maybe. But if you start getting in the 50s and stuff, then it's kind of like, bro, you're kind of like the age of what my mom would be. That's kind of creepy. Like the August Alsina, their age, to bring them up, their age gap difference is the exact same age as like my mom and stuff. Like she's like 21 years older than him. So I was like, that's some creepy shit. Like you can clearly be his fucking mom. So
yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you're old enough to be my mom. Nah, that's too old.
But just don't think about it. Why are you thinking about your mom when you're trying to fucking hit some cheeks?
I'm not thinking about my mom when I'm trying to hit
I know
some
that, but just
cheeks.
I know a lot of people do that. They're like, oh, fuck, Jada Pinkett would have been fucking her son's kid. Like, why are you talking about the son? Just
well, see, she could get it, but she's almost about the closest my mom's age, but not really, so.
Who'd you go with, Nia Long or Jada Pinkett?
Nia Long, should I say.
I haven't seen Nia Long recently, so I don't know.
From what I've seen, she still look good, so.
So you won't go, what would your age be for an older chick?
65.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Get that AARP discount.
Bruh, you seeing Helen Mirren, fucking Bernadette Peters? Like, those older, I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude. Y'all be sitting there all day. You know how cheap your bill will be at Olive Garden? Fucking take these OGs out there.
Damn, Olive Garden, bro.
It's OGs. That's what OGs stand for.
Oh, no, nobody thinks about the discounts, too. The senior discounts everywhere, bro. Like...
Oh, yeah. Actually, it'd be movie night. It'd be hella cheap. Maybe that's okay.
She got AAA, AAA insurance, and you're a senior? Dude, you'd be fucking.
Social Security, too? Oh, yeah. I'm about to go give me like an 85-year-old. Like, fucking, let me drive your Jag, baby.
Not 85, dude. She's going to die on you on the first fuck.
And then it's going to be like, what the hell is that one chick who dated that old dude and got all his money?
Anna Nicole Smith.
There you go, my guy. So yeah, exactly.
Did he die or did she die first?
No, he died. She got all this.
She got that money, and then she died. No, I'm saying he died first.
Did she have a kid by him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it was baby powder. That's what the fuck it was. wasn't even fucking Benjamin Button.
Damn.
Oh man. So.
Yeah.
You want to just talk about the trashy? Man, you got me calling it the trashy podcast.
My bad, the trash podcast.
The trash podcast. You want to talk a little bit about it so everybody knows what's going on?
Not really. I'm not really big on plugging myself. Plug. The trash podcast. You can go to thetrashpodcast.com to listen to it. That's all I'll say. All
right. Yeah. You want to talk about your comedy?
I do stand-up comedy. I love how I was brought on the podcast, and the first thing is like, yo, let's talk about this Me Too shit, and like all serious, and like, he's a comedian. Yeah, let's make us laugh.
Go ahead,
run
it,
bro. I do stand-up. Do you have any specific questions you want to ask me? Like, I've been doing it for like 8 years now.
Like, did you feel, how nervous were you? Do you still have like the same jitters when you go in there?
No.
Like, how fast was it that you lost it? Like, now, like, when you go
there? Well,
it's
been, like, 8 years, so it maybe took, like, 5 years or something like that before I was, like, felt comfortable on stage and stuff. Yeah.
Just to be a dick. How does it feel that I don't do comedy, but I'm still more funnier than you? No, I'm just playing. I'm supposed to be an asshole right there.
What a fucking dick.
Oh, notice I'm not laughing. I did.
I know. I don't give a fuck. I just want to say, I just bring that shit up just because this motherfucker here keeps trying to tell me to fucking do it. But I, like, honestly, the funny thing is I usually don't get nervous on stage. Like, acting or doing music, but I think I'll probably be fucking shitting bricks to have to try to be. I think I'm just witty. I just say funny shit, but to actually have to be funny, I'd be like, nah, I can't do that shit.
Oh, the structure of joke and do all that.
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah. I don't think I could actually write out.
Well, nobody can at first. I mean, like yeah. That's the point. Like you learn how to do it. It's just putting in the time to learn how to do it. You know.
Yeah. Just like anything else.
No. Yeah. Practice. Like I tell her like. Before my mom passed, she was like hella fucking proud.
I think
of
you should do stand up right now and do like 5 minutes.
Nah, hell fucking. Oh, now you're gonna put me on the spot. No. I'm not that good. But like I said, my mom was hella proud of you because from where you started to where you fucking was and shit. And like, as long as I've known him, he's always been Mr. Reserve, like laid back dude.
I knew this motherfucker was gonna bring this shit up.
Yeah, I'm just telling like the juxtaposition of like fucking comedians, you know what I'm saying? I told you why I wouldn't do it. R.I.P. to motherfucking Robin Williams. I'm afraid that that's the route that I would go. I would fucking do
what,
it.
What, get hairy and die?
Yeah, murk myself. Shit. Like, just because motherfuckers tell jokes and shit don't mean that they all fucking happy and shit.
Of course, so, like, man. You gotta fake that shit.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, especially if I start getting into my own personal life and shit, I'm like, I'll probably get my ass into a fucking depression and be a rat.
But the argument I would give to that is I think that Robin Williams had a much better life doing stand-up and being depressed than he would have not doing it, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
So... Yeah, you stand up tonight. I got a show I'm on. I'll throw you on that shit. Drum's doing stand up tonight, guys. 8 o'clock home. PM. Like, no. You can check.
Like the closest that you could probably ever could get me to do. I've thought about it. Maybe if I had some experience, like I would host like a show or something like that. But to actually do stand up or some shit,
You know, usually when they host a show, they end up just doing their own shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty much standard.
Hosting a show is basically doing.
I'll be like, hey, what's up? So next is this person. I come back. Oh, so yeah, you thought I was gonna tell a joke. Fuck you anyway. So
yeah, see, you can just do some shit like that.
Dude, there was a guy who did that at Clusterfest when I was there. He basically just went up and he was all like, I don't even want to be here. They told me I'm supposed to make you laugh, but I don't really care. So, like, the next person coming up and he's just like, fuck.
And people probably think, like, he's trying to be funny and do this shit. And he's like, nah, I'm fucking serious.
Like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I guess, because I told you before, like, not to mention that pedophile again, Jerry Seinfeld. But like, if I was to do comedy, I'm observational comedy, and it's like, I guess the best that I could do is kind of like start calling out motherfuckers in the audience. But I ain't trying to catch a fader by somebody that says some shit too offensive, because you know me. Like the problem is, I don't have like a nice middle ground either. Like it's kind of whatever. I usually go, I will milk some shit to the ground where I go too far. That's the reason why he's always getting fucking trouble. So
damn, work some jabs first, man, before you hit a fucking uppercut.
I'm trying to fade motherfuckers. You at least go for a hook first, you feel me? Then you kind of like jab him.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, man, you should do it, though. I think you should do it. Just once. You can even just go up there. Just
an open mic. Right now, like Zoom shows, you can do that shit at home. Like, there's a lot of people trying it for the first time right now just because you don't have to. Like, when you bomb at home, it's perfect because you just shut that shit off. And then it's like, you know, like, otherwise, like, if you're there in person, you got to deal with all those people.
I'm not even on stage and, like, I'm fucking starting to feel like all anxious and getting anxiety and shit. I feel like I'm sweating and shit. Let's change the subject. Like, what the fuck? Like, now you're making me think. It's like, next time I actually perform music or act on stage, I'm probably going to be nervous as fuck because it's been a minute, so.
Yeah, that's everybody. That's like one of the good things about it is like everybody's kind of starting from zero. So, you know,
I feel it.
Yeah.
Even though I was pretty good before, so it doesn't really matter for me.
You should do acting right here, man.
I act like a jackass with you most of the time.
No, I mean, like, you should come. You know what we should do? We should do it like maybe once a month or twice a month. We'll just do like, we'll go back and forth reading the script and you're just going off. You're reading lines like on Juice or some shit. I'll say some shit, you be Tupac. You can't laugh, though. You got to fucking... We'll sit here and we'll read the script. We'll just do like a quick 5 minutes.
I get into fucking character. Juice is my
dude,
shit.
Dude, like, you could be a psychologist. He brought in, like, Juice because he knew that would get the
job. Yeah, exactly.
like, you can just do some shit, man. I think
that's
it'll be
why I laughed, because I was like, this motherfucker, of course you're going to throw Pac in there. Like, come on, you don't want to fucking do Pac lines? Like, of course I'm going to do Pac lines. The fuck?
We can mix it up and do a above the rim job.
With Tupac, like, I don't even have to fucking do his fucking scripts. I just do, like, remember some of his fucking songs, like, the third verse is just a long-ass fucking monologue. I need to get one of those things and be like...
Yeah, dude, we should do that. Like, I'll try my best to act it out, like, my line, and then you try...
Shit. You know, just recite lines from Hit 'Em Up. The one of y'all niggas got a sickle cell or something. Yeah.
I was like, I think he only fucking gave you 8 bars and the rest of this shit was a fucking rant, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. My favorite thing about that song is that I feel like he had no, that song was proof that Tupac had no friends. Cause like if he had friends, one person in the studio would have been like, hey, yo, Pac, nah, like calm down, dude. Like it's too much, man. It's too much. But nah, they let him go.
I mean, bro, when you start off, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. That's automatic, like, nigga, I'm going in.
I bet the engineer in the studio, when he said that, he was like, oh shit, like what kind of song is this, dog? Like, I thought we was doing a pop song.
He's all flipping through the pages, like, hey, this ain't what the fuck we rehearsed, man.
Now you may remember. He says at the beginning of the song, he's like, I ain't got no motherfucking friends. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. So he let you know, I ain't got no friends. So I bet he probably added that part later. He's like, he did the whole fucking song. He's like, damn, y'all let me say this shit. At this part, I ain't got no friends, man. Like, I ain't got no motherfucking friends.
Just let him go.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, let's do that shit, man. Let's work on your acting and all that shit. You can always play it back to critique yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you usually do. Like, you film yourself and then...
Yeah, so yeah, we'll do that.
One of those actors too that doesn't really like to fucking see himself on fucking camera. Yeah, I mean a lot of people like Denzel and a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you like
until you see that bank account.
Yeah,
you're like,
well, yeah. Because I mean, like most actors or even musicians, well, even him, like probably doing comedy, you like hypercritical of yourself. Like even if you did your like, are your jokes fucking perfectly?
Nah.
Oh, for real?
I'm pretty good. I love my shit. I love watching my shit. I love myself, dog. Okay. I'm pretty conceited. So yeah. I'm a narcissist.
I'm not.
I love myself.
I'm just kidding.
Remember, I told you.
I do like watching myself, though. I mean, I don't mind.
I know where he's going. Yeah. How do you love yourself? Come
suck
on.
My own cock.
I knew it. I knew he's going there.
Hey, you think sucking your own dick is gay?
Yes. I told you.
Majority rules, man. You
I don't think
shit.
It is.
Sucking dick is like, you know, I like how mine is. Let me go try another one. No.
Nah, dude,
why would you do that, though? Why would you make that leap? Yeah. Like, what would make
I
you
I beat
think
my own dick. I don't beat my own dick. But damn, I want to go beat his dick.
Because, like, wait.
First time you had some sex, he's like, oh, I want to try it. Let me see
but
what
I think
like
it's. Right. I think he said it, too. Like, but with that logic, you jack off, right? So you haven't been like, yo, let me jack off some other dudes and see how that feels.
That makes no sense.
Actually, it's one time. Now I'm just like,
let me just go to Costco and start beating other motherfuckers up. Just like, you know, man.
No, damn.
You think about who you saw at Costco, then you go home and beat off. And then if you can reach your shit, gobble, man. Gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Nah, I'm not going to even fucking try.
I bet you tried that shit. You just don't want to admit it.
No, I didn't. Hell no.
I know you probably dropped your car keys and was like, oh, wait a minute.
I can do it.
I can get pretty low here. I think I can kiss this shit one time.
No.
You fucking no fun, dog.
No, yeah, exactly. Conservative motherfucker.
You know what? Even if you would have went all try to go all the way with the teacher, she would have been like, "Yeah, you no fun. I'm out of here. I'm giving you an F since you didn't give me no D."
Yeah, bitch. Well, bitch, I'm about to give you some time because I'm reporting you. Fuck it, hell yeah.
She about you can't. Oh wait.
Oh yeah. Well, because she was white. I'm black. They're not gonna believe me. He's like, get out of here, you stupid ninja. We don't believe you. And we were like, that's actually a question I want to ask you because we said that last time. Did you have any black teachers at MA? Was there even any black teachers?
Yeah,
at
my
MA?
Biology teacher was black.
There
was a black teacher?
Yeah. I had a substitute.
No,
black,
I can't
English
think
class.
Of any black teachers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know
I had a
TAs.
Spanish teacher. She was like Mexican, I think.
I mean, if it was like Spanish class, I had like Latin, like male.
Well, no, she was my English teacher. Why'd you assume she was my Spanish teacher? You're racist.
Did you say you had a Spanish
teacher? No, I meant she was Spanish.
Okay. My bad. Like, I'm racist because you phrased that fucking statement. Canceled. No,
so playing. you don't remember if you had any black teachers?
I don't think so.
I know I had one for sure. That was biology.
Like I told you, only one I remember was she was half black, half white. That avid teacher that we
the
had.
Only one I remember, and I'll call her out. But I don't know if she's dead or not. But Miss Spikes, is she alive still?
Oh, our third grade teacher.
I think she's
dead.
Ms. Spikes.
I fucking hated
her. Okay, cool. Fuck Miss. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna say that because she's dead.
Fuck her. Hell yeah. I don't give a fuck.
She was the worst teacher ever, though. Yeah.
That was actually,
everybody remembers her because she used to shake kids. She was like the last era of teacher before, like after, you know, they stopped letting you beat kids.
Fucking child abuse, yeah.
And she was in that era of teachers, and then afterwards she couldn't get over it, so she had to shake kids instead of beating the ass with a ruler or something.
Yeah, motherfuckers so getting, fuck? Yeah, so I see motherfuckers getting whiplash,
dude,
bro.
I
like,
got fucking shook the fuck up. She asked, one
shit.
Time she asked me what my birthday was, and it's because she made me nervous, and I was just like, I was like, I said something, and I said that year, I was like, 1996 something, and she was like, what? And then she shook me, and then she sent me to the first grade teacher's class to ask what my birthday was, because she's a dick, and that's what she did, yeah.
Fucking all the classmates got neck braces on.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I hope her family never hears this, but I hope she's burning in hell right now.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is my grandma.
She's shaking in hell right now.
Yeah, see, and the thing about it is my grandma's a teacher. My grandma was old school, so I think I probably told my grandma, you probably deserved it. I'm like, grandma, what the fuck? She's abusing me in the fucking class. You probably deserved it. Like, what the fuck?
How ironic it would be if she fucking ends up with Parkinson's.
Yeah. It would probably make her job easier. She just have to. Oh, yeah. She have to, yeah.
You said she was just putting her hands on
you and just start shaking, yeah.
So you want to move on to the verses one time?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
DMX versus Snoop Dogg. Did you get a chance to check it out?
No, I didn't see it yet. I know of it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Who would you think won? Just by catalog of thinking about it.
DMX, probably.
You'll pick DMX?
I'll pick DMX over Snoop, yeah.
Is it because you're a fan of DMX more than Snoop?
No, or? I just think that I don't think either one of them are a great rapper, but I think in terms of style, like, DMX is probably a better, like, flower. He's better at his, like, flow and, like, the lyrics, probably. I think. I don't know.
And see, I kind of add on to that. Like, I thought, like, at least old DMX, I thought he was a great live performer.
Yeah.
But watching it live, Snoop still got it, bro. Yeah. Like, when he was rapping, that shit sound just like the fucking record. DMX is hella obese. Like,
well,
he was Fat Joe out there.
But remember, he was talking like, it's like a song that you take your shirt off, but he's like, I ain't gonna take off my shirt. Cause if you take off your shirt, I take off my shirt. He's like, no, he's like, if we take off our shirt, we don't look like the number 10. He's like, basically, yeah. He looks like a zero and he's the one. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, like, I don't think any of his fucking songs. Maybe a few of his songs he did more than like a verse, but Snoop did like two verses on a lot of his fucking songs. And Snoop was actually rapping and shit. It wasn't like say a word here and then like say a word here and then like yeah. that was DMX. So it was like catalog wise, because DMX is a fucking legend. People forget he's the first and only artist that he had five albums all debut or five consecutive albums debut at number one. He's the only artist who had his first albums, the first five albums all go number one.
I only liked up to his fourth album, to be honest. The fifth album, I didn't really give a fuck. I think I kind of like fell off of just listening to DMX after that at that point. But like you said, Snoop was actually just playing the beats. He was the one rapping. Like a lot of them, it wasn't even the fucking, like the whole song with the lyrics and all that shit.
Yeah.
It was just the beat playing.
Yeah, and Snoop was rapping that shit, dude.
Hmm. You know he won that shit when DMX is rapping this shit. He was rapping his shit word for word. I'm like, oh.
And then that one song where it was like that Crippin' song, Snoop got it. He still could dance. He was C-Walk. I was like, oh, Snoop, you still got it.
You seen him wearing the dope era pants? You seen that shit? Mr. Fab shit?
Okay, that was. I was like, why is it like I was like, why does it look so familiar? But yeah.
Do you think Crips go to dance practice together? Like, do they have like little.
I don't
like,
know. Snoop is 50, bro, and he still got it. I was like, I'm in my 30s. I don't even think I could fucking move like that. I was like, bust it.
Dude, I think they got. I don't know. I'm sure there's in dance classes where they're not fucking trying to learn that shit. I'm sure eventually they teach them how to do it. Because now you got all these white people fucking seawalking.
Well, I just imagine in my head that gangs actually get together like in the evenings and just be like, okay, Marcus, let's work on your footwork, dog. Like, you know, just like,
you know. You got to work a little bit on that right foot. You got to get that right foot right, bro.
You got everybody out here like fucking seawalking, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, the white dudes. Does the C stand for... Cracker walk now?
Well, isn't that like pretty standard?
I mean, Caucasian, but okay.
That's pretty standard. No. Like black people do something and then white people take it. Like that's what they do.
Yeah,
right?
Look at every fucking style every style of American music. You know, country. Yeah,
it's true.
I saw like an ad one time and it was like, they were like, oh, they got this new thing with hair. And it was like a white woman wearing a do-rag. And I was like, what the fuck?
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you serious?
Yeah.
A white lady with a do-rag.
Remember like I told you, like my stepdad is fucking white, and he used to give me shit for, like, listening to rock and roll, and he finally was, like, gave me shit. He was like, rock and roll is black music, but he's like, and this is the white guy telling me, he was like, yeah, usually how it works is, like, anytime, like, it becomes cool for white people, black people usually move on to something else. This is a white guy fucking saying this shit to me when I'm, like, 14 or 15 years old. So he's like, why are you into hip-hop? You know, it's like, yeah, black people kind of moved on to rock when white people started doing it. So I'm like, when white people started getting on to hip-hop, what are we going to next? We going back to country? Well, actually, never mind, Old Town Road, right?
Lil Nas X is supposed to be country, right?
Yeah,
he just put a little trap twist on that shit.
Yeah,
but like, what's another country song from him though?
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, he only has that one song. How is it?
Ain't that Panini?
He had another song.
That one doesn't sound country. That one sounds and the video is all like futuristic, like space shit.
Like, I think if you put a horse in it, you're good. Okay. Yeah. A horse and then Billy Ray Cyrus and then this country. Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is mention whiskey and girls and then there you
I mean, I'll say definitely that song should be played on country stations. I know they weren't like allowing it for a while, and then Billy Ray Cyrus was just like, nah, it's a country song.
It was a reverse. You know, yeah. I kind of like Justin Timberlake is like, like Mara told you before, Justin Timberlake has always been R&B, but he became, I mean, yeah, but he's categorizing as pop. How he became R&B, he got Timbaland next to him. Like, get a black guy, now it's yeah, R&B. Yeah. Well, he was like, okay, it's not country. Okay, get a white guy. Okay, now it's country.
Yeah, because it can't be R&B with that pop beat type shit. Of course it's going to switch to R&B because you got Timbaland on the beat. Timbaland ain't really making pop shit.
Even before Nelly got on a song, you can't tell me NSYNC's Girlfriend was an R&B song.
That song was fucking shit.
That was an R&B song.
That song was shit and his Dilemma song was shit. I hated it. It was stupid.
Is that the
only thing
one?
Cool about it was Kelly Rowland. But if I watch that shit on mute.
You didn't like Tim McGraw? Was that him and Tim McGraw?
I didn't listen to no country.
All in my head.
I didn't even like the country wrestlers back in the day in fucking WWF.
Oh, no, I didn't fuck with none of them.
Yeah. So.
You fuck with the rednecks, though. Austin, we rock with him.
What about Shania?
It's true. She fine.
I was about to say, she's fine, so.
Faith Hill. I was talking about the music, but all right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could play her music while she's fucking and shit.
You see what I'm saying? Well, we got MTV. I just put that shit on mute and be like, damn, girl. I don't know what you're saying, but it doesn't matter.
I know you said music.
We I was like, hey, what do you think about her music? And you're just like, yeah, she fine. She fine.
Yeah, she fine, dude.
See, when you fine, it's like, we let your music slide. Like, fuck it.
What if you would have said fucking, who's the other guy? Keith Urban.
I don't know any of his songs.
Yeah, he sounds racist.
He fine. No, I'm just
Why is his last name Urban? I don't get
that.
Wow. I don't like it.
I don't even like the fucking term Urban. Like, what the fuck? Just say black.
Yeah.
That's what you really mean.
It's what racists say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this got real fucking serious. Let's go back to talking about fucking Shania Twain,
well,
man.
I mean, you know, when you start off talking about pedophilia. No.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could have been. I don't know, man. Fuck this shit.
But yeah,
I'm ready to fucking see some cheeks already, man. Where's this teacher at, man?
I will say, though, just to kind of go back to when Reggie started talking about music, I feel like Snoop won that hands down.
Yeah. I remember you told me before that you thought maybe DMX might, because, you know, he brings a different energy, but.
Yeah.
Now, was it an actual battle? Like, they were going back and forth?
Yeah, like, they both performed. Like, because that's what I thought was, like, as far as hits, Snoop got some, like, based off a catalog, but I thought as far as live performance, DMX used to fucking rock the crowd, but it was like Snoop was getting him with hits, plus Snoop fucking live performance was like, damn.
Wait, so they were rapping already. They're already made songs.
They're together
like
in the studio.
Okay,
no, yeah.
Okay.
Like, it'd be like if we're right here right now, like we're taking turns going back and forth. And yeah, Snoop still had it, bro. So
that shit was way better than a fucking Fabulous and Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
I thought it was going to be good.
I don't like Fabulous. I used to like Fabulous, but then he just kind of became like one note, like monotone to me.
I thought he got way better.
He just feels like I like the way he rhymes, but he just sounds so monotone to me when I listen
that's
to him.
I didn't like how he rhymes.
That's how he sounds to me.
I think I can kind of match him. Like I said, like it's like Mason. Who's the other dude that's he was with Bad Boy also, and he had the same tone when he rapped.
Loon,
exactly.
Now, them I liked only because they were more silly about it. Like Mace was like completely just fucking around when
just
he was doing
fun.
That shit. So that's why I like Mace, yeah.
Interesting.
Mace was dope.
So, like, Shania Twain.
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine as fuck, dog.
Damn.
So, yeah, I was picking Snoop with that one, that shit.
Yeah, I think it was not even close.
What else you got in there? Anything else you want to fucking talk about?
I guess let's talk about Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. They're going to do an 8-round exhibition.
Yep. They said they're going to do it in California, but how can you do it in California if you booted the fucking UFC to another country to fight? So how are you going to do it in Cali? And it's supposed to be in September. They think this COVID shit just going to go away?
I don't think so, dude. I don't know. I mean, like, Mike Tyson is cool with Dana White. Maybe he take that interview boxing match at Fight Island or some shit?
I don't know. They said California, but do you think you're going to take Roy Jones lightly, or he going to be like, fuck it, I want to show everybody I still got it, and then fucking bite his ear? Like, what do you think is going to happen with Roy Jones, man? Roy Jones, I think, been fighting still.
That would be hilarious, because all those videos of Tyson, like, training and shit, and he's just, like, boxing and, like, working out really hard, and he gets in the ring and just bites his ear, and like, I still got it!
I've been chewing gamey meat all day.
It's like,
This motherfucker's in the ring with no gloves on. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be boxing. Oh, I'm ready.
So that's what happened. Evander Holyfield was like, this motherfucker probably gonna get my other ear. So he backed out of this shit. Is that what happened?
Yep.
Like, nah. What the fuck?
Wait, so it's the exhibitions, but they're still getting paid for that shit, right? It's still gonna be like a fight.
I think
fight.
Maybe for like, charity.
Charity,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think they're gonna go hard in the paint in this fucking fight?
I mean, if there's no, you know what? I was thinking of the other guy who's in the money. Fighters, Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather.
You said Roy Jones Jr. though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. They might like. I think they'll just fuck around.
I think they had touched each other up, but I don't think they're gonna be doing like. I would assume like if it was an exhibition. My friends, I'm gonna give you hard body blows. You feel me? But I'm not gonna fucking like try to like knock you out.
Yeah. I feel that's like that's for money.
I'm trying to see a knockout. I want Tyson to be like, yeah, we can go in there sparring, and just out of nowhere, he just throw a crazy ass hook and knock that motherfucker out.
Well, because everybody be looking at you like, what the fuck, dude? Really?
So you be like, fuck it, I'm doing it for charity. You gonna get mad at me because I'm giving it to deaf kids? Like, what the fuck?
And Roy Jones Jr. is gonna be dead and shit. It's like, fuck. Well, then we gonna donate some money to his fucking funeral.
Yeah. It's all good.
This motherfucker.
But Roy Jones been fighting the whole time, though. I think he's still been putting in work. He's been losing, though. Yeah, he's been losing. He hasn't been really winning, but he's still in the gym.
Yeah. I haven't seen... Well, shit. All we've been... Mainly, I've been catching is UFC fights, say the truth, so...
Yeah, I don't know. You watch UFC much?
Nah, the last one I watched was when Anderson Silva snapped his leg back, and I just haven't watched anything after
that.
Since
you just said fucking.
That was
pun
like
intended,
the first one I ever watched. I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah.
If my sister here, she could tell you, like, because I was watching that shit with her, and I told her, I was like, something bad is going to happen. She was like, what? I was like, because you could look at Anderson Silva, he just seemed so fucking tense. He seemed hella fucking tense. I was like, I don't really want to watch this. She's like, what? And it's like, right when I said that shit, you see his shit snap. She's like, oh my God, what the fuck? How did you know? I was like,
who was he fighting?
Chris Weidman.
No. Wait, oh, that was the second fight.
Yeah,
the
when second he, fight, when yeah, he broke bad. His fucking leg. Yeah. And then she's like, how the fuck do you know? I was like, I can't really fucking tell you. I was like, it might be because of my years of fucking experience. I'm like, when a fighter's fucking usually that fucking tense, they're kind of, you know, usually something bad happens. Like, usually you hesitate and get your ass knocked out, or you do something stupid and get fucked up.
He might have just been really, man, he's probably tense because he wasn't trying to get knocked the fuck out of
Yeah. And that's what I was telling him. I was like, he's kind of timid, and I was like, he seems like so fucking stiff and tense. And she's like, what do you think? I was like, I think something bad is going to happen. It's like, right after I fucking say that shit, we kind of look up and you see him the shit snap. Yeah.
Jinxed his ass.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I can't watch this. How the fuck do you know? I was like, I didn't know. That shit was crazy.
The replays were fucking crazy. They just kept replaying.
Just kept showing
it
that shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy how they do that shit. Like they show the replays like on the actual day of.
Yeah.
But when they show replays like later or like what happened to the fight, they don't never show the replay of a
broken.
It's kind of
funny when they do the replay because they're just all like, "Yeah, we hope he's okay, and let's see that again." And just like,
see it from another angle.
That's why if you notice, I think people they stop kicking like in the thigh area now. Now people are starting to kick like the lower calves because it's harder like to fucking check a kick and your shit get broken if you're kicking. It's kind of like towards their foot.
Okay, even when you check a kick, you're still fucking feeling it. So, I mean, it still sucks on both ends. They're just killing their nerves, and that's why it don't look like it hurt. But that's motherfucker hurt. Walk into a coffee table and bump your shit on the fucking your shin.
That shit is fucking sore for a day or two, bro. Because it's like in the deep tissue muscles or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck the term is. But
yeah, I don't know, man. But fucking, back to the Mike Tyson shit. Well, you think it's going to be a knockout or no?
No. I think it's like
just gonna go all eight rounds.
Yeah, all eight rounds.
Yeah, they're too old.
Yeah,
is it gonna be on pay per view?
I didn't check that part out because I just seen the article today and I was like, I thought he was fucking Mike Tyson was training for Evander Holyfield, so I need to find out what happened to Evander Holyfield.
Nah, he was. I think the Holyfield shit fell off, and then he was supposed to fight Tito, and then Tito Ortiz and him was supposed to do a little boxing match, and then that fell off. And now they're really coming out saying it's settled. September.
You mean like Tito versus Tyson?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck.
But he's going to do boxing, then we're going to do MMA.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like Tito. Tito will fucking kill Tyson in a fucking MMA match.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's based
unless
on,
you get
it's,
caught.
I'll say
it
was like
caught.
Based off of wrestling alone, I give you that, but Tito ain't got it anymore.
Tito Ortiz, right?
Yeah, Tito Ortiz.
Didn't he get caught up for like beating up a porn star or something?
Nah, she lied.
She lied? Oh, okay. Damn.
Is that Jenna Jameson or something like that?
She kept saying small this shit, and then fucking, I guess he had like hidden camera in the house. She was like
shit.
Trying to watch the kids while she was high on Oxycontin.
Yeah, wow.
She's fine. Don't get it twisted. Or at least she used to be fine back in the day. But it's like I couldn't date no fucking porn star and don't fuck like I don't know how many guys and got y'all done came in her face, mouth, all that shit. Like,
damn,
Like, and it's like you're famous, motherfucker. Let's go get some regular fine ass.
I think
shit.
Jerome watched that Houston 500 video.
I've seen that blonde that chick. Classic, yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen it. Yes, definitely. You know
I teach porn classes on the weekend. I'm a
pornologist. Remember, I was early to computers. I was definitely early on the internet. You feel me? So I had to have my folder that was in a folder within a folder within a folder within a folder.
I vividly have a memory in my head of like having AOL and like waiting for a picture to load like line by line and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just to see some titties. And I was just like, it took so long to see them that, you know.
It'd be AOL, but then like my. Stepdad, he lived in fucking Sunnyvale, which is kind of like next to like AMD and all this shit. He was like one of the early adopters of DSL, so it was like
Dick Sucking Lips.
No, it was like Comcast or cable before it was. So it was like, wait till all these motherfuckers go to sleep.
Well, they used to do that shit with cable too when you ain't got HBO, but you used to watch the squiggly lines of the different colors and shit.
Yeah.
So you'd be looking at one purple titty and the other titty is green.
Or fucking or Napster, and then it's like. When USB drives can't think is like, fucking just get your fucking videos. Like I get them in fucking Sunnyvale. I got my computer at the house back in fucking Menlo. You feel me?
So man, I was too broke that shit.
Yeah, Napster, LimeWire, BearShare. I remember all that shit.
BearShare?
Yeah, that was one of them.
That shit sound like some pedophile shit. Nah. Who ran that? Fucking Ghislaine.
Probably did. That's how they initially started getting all these fucking pedophiles because like they kept uploading all this type of shit on there.
You seen the judge that was in the Epstein shit got popped?
Yeah, or the son,
did. Oh, the son and the...
Son and the husband.
Yeah, but the son died.
And then he went and killed himself.
Yeah, but apparently... He also killed somebody in California or something like that, too?
I didn't hear that part, no. I don't know.
This was before? It was practice.
It was like basically like... I pop one dude one day, then like 2 days later, I go try to kill the judge. And he apparently had like a hit list of all these people he was trying to get at. So
I think he was like Manchurian Candidate. I think he was brainwashed by whoever's in the organization and shit. And like they basically made him like do that shit and just pop himself and shit. We coming for you, Ghislaine.
From this point, I ain't got a pistol, but every time a FedEx dude come to my house, I'm like, drop the fucking package right now,
bro. He'll be like, fuck, I hate black people. I'm gonna make this motherfucker hate black people.
I'm gonna be like a cop, like, turn the fuck around, pat him down and shit. What you got? Okay, now get back in your fucking van and get up out of here.
God damn.
Because he was dressed up as a FedEx guy and popping motherfuckers. That's cold. That's just savage.
He delivered, man. He delivered what he was supposed to do.
Damn.
That's fucked up. I didn't even know. We pretty much doing wrap it up right now, man.
Yeah, well, we just kind of been shooting this shot a lot. Do you want, I guess?
Fuck, pretty much.
Well, stay safe, kids. I guess, my bad. I told you to stay safe after you already kind of started doing the deed. So next time, stay safe. Go get tested. You know what I'm saying? Go get tested, kids. You know what I'm saying?
No. Oh, man. Don't fucking say kids when we're just talking about Ghislaine, man.
You know what I mean? I always say stay safe, kids. I don't mean actual fucking kids, okay?
Damn. All right. Let's just jump to the sponsor real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're probably like, man, don't even talk about our goddamn shit after talking about that.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If you... in need for a dog, and you don't know what kind of dog, get a French Bulldog. Go to Bay Native Frenchies on Instagram. That's Bay_Native_Frenchies. They're award-winning dogs. Rare color Frenchies out there. Brown, black. They're blue, gray.
Speckled.
What's speckled mean?
Like, do you just see, like, with the dots and shit on them?
Oh, is that what they call it? Speckled? That shit sounds fancy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, you got certain. I wouldn't call them brindle. Like brindle almost looked like Dalmatians and stuff.
I don't even know what brindle.
Damn, now you're getting like in them white people words.
Because like I know, it's like imagine like you have like a pit bull. Like you got like one coat. When you wet it, you'll see like these spots that look like Dalmatian spots.
Shit, you got more education on shit than me.
I told you, I'm a fucking dog person. This is what I do.
All right, goddamn.
I've had dogs since I was like 2 or 3 years old and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Do you got hella peanut butter too at your house?
Nah, I ain't fucking with that. I know you got that shit. No. All
right. Well, anyway.
Well, we don't have a dog at our house right now. Our dog is in Los Altos because it's my sister's dog. Like, our family dog, she passed like in 2013 or something. All
right.
And like I said, we got kids at the house, so I can't get a dog right now or I had to merc some kids. I gotta stop saying that shit.
Yeah, oh like, my god!
CPS or whatever. Like, what is it called? It's Child like Protective Services. I'm just being. I'm putting it out there to let them know. If your kids heard of missing and my dog is missing,
not the time to say
exchange.
That, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I ain't fucking trafficking no kids, motherfucker.
Dude, we about to
That's
walk
exactly
out of this.
That's what a trafficker would say.
Yeah. We are fucking canceled, like, ladies and gentlemen. God, it's been damn. Nice doing this show. That's what...
Like, as soon as Burns opened that door, FedEx delivery, dude. FedEx driver right there. God damn. Anyways, people out there, trade in your peanut butter and get a French bulldog. Yeah. Go to Bay Native Frenchies on Instagram. That's Bay_Native_Frenchies.
And tell them Sauce and Reese sent you.
Yeah. Let's just jump to the fucking pole position, or should
dance,
we just talk about Kanye
dance,
West real quick?
Dance.
You guys
want to
talk about Kanye?
I don't want to talk about it. I want to dance.
You don't want to talk about it?
I do, but
let's
I don't
talk
know
about
what
Kanye,
Jerome.
Man. Majority rules.
Yeah, well, y'all go ahead and have fun. I don't give a fuck about that weirdo.
Yeah, let's see if you're going to shut the fuck up. I doubt it. You're going to throw in your 2 cents from your stimulus check. You're going to throw in your 2 cents from your stimulus check on this one, I bet.
All right, so anyway, I want to start off by saying Jerome loves Kanye, first of all. Like, he told me this personally. Yep. He says it like once a week that how much he loves Kanye.
I believe it.
And that so because of that, he actually convinced me to vote for Kanye because he was telling me that Kanye would be like the best.
Get your president off. <motherfucker. laughs>
A great campaign manager. You was campaign manager. What's up with this shit, man? Don't you know what? Don't say nothing. Go ahead, Nate. Just go ahead and continue, man.
No, did you just see that the rally that he?
Oh, yeah, out there in South Carolina?
Yeah, the mental breakdown that he had or whatever. I was actually kind of – I got excited for a second when he said that he would give everybody who had babies $1 million.
Hell, yeah.
Like, that shit, I'm down to have a few kids and, like, you know,
yep.
Make well, some money off them somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I kind of was like, I was at first kind of jokingly like, I might vote for him. Then I was all like, I don't know. Like, who else do we have? And then when I saw that shit, I was like, oh, okay, never mind. He kind of like out there. Like,
I heard that he tried to sign this, do his paperwork, got all the signatures and shit for to put in his ballot or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah.
But I guess he did the rally, but never turned in the papers. So is this publicity?
I don't know. At this point, I kind of think it is. I think I heard him say something about he was telling the crowd like to ask the state to have him put on the ballot or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So he was trying to have them help him do it. But yeah, I don't know.
That Harriet Tubman shit. I get what he was trying to say. You know, you pretty much, you know, you're of course, you're leaving fucking being a slave to be slave to a white man. Over here, pretty much is what he was trying to say. But it's
you know what's
like,
funny about him saying that though is Jerome actually told me that he didn't believe that Harriet Tubman did anything good for black people. He was saying that he
what
took.
What the fuck you
trying
to make
me
talk?
Why are you talking now, man?
I was like, you start making me think. I was like, when the fuck did I say some bullshit like that? Okay, you ain't worth shit. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, was this me on my Klan rally or some shit? Like, goddamn. Okay, you glad you got me to talk? Can you please like? I don't give a Kanye needs fucking help. That's all I gotta say, dude. A lot of help. All
right, and that's what.
And like, about and like I said, I don't give a fuck how the fuck people take it. But when he was talking, like his, he was mad that his parents was, or his dad was about to fucking abort him. Like I said in that fucking Instagram post, I think his dad was onto something. It might have been a good idea.
So what if Kanye? So I feel like whatever fuck Kanye says, everybody gonna say, don't believe him. He's just crazy.
Yep,
because he came out with all these. Yeah, he came out with all these tweets, and he's just like Kim Kardashian this, and she's just like, "Hey, don't listen to this guy.
Yeah.
He's bipolar." But I feel like that's gonna be the easy scapegoat. Because what happened if she is doing some shit like Johnny Depp's girl is doing to Johnny Depp? What if she's like abusive in some shit? But you can't prove it wrong because all you can say is, hey, this motherfucker's a wacko.
Well, if that's the case, like, he's playing it the wrong way because, like, the difference, like, he seems erratic right now and Kim seems all calm. Like, oh, so to everyone else, he just seems crazy. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Is
so
she calm?
She put out a statement that was pretty, like, chill, like, you know, just kind of like, oh, he's going through some shit. He's not on his meds, whatever. She's
I'm
trying
sure
to be super polite about
it.
Oh, of course.
Shit.
She didn't write that shit. I'm not saying shit.
And this is not a one-time episode. This has been the last, I don't know how many fucking years. So you got documented proof that he's clearly fucking out there. So
you going to cop that album tomorrow?
Hell fucking no.
Wow, you fucked up. He's putting his mom's name
actually,
on that shit.
I'm bumping
I don't
that
give
shit
a
all
fuck.
Day, dude. I'm calling out work to play that shit.
Nope.
Dude.
Hell yeah. I'm going to play that shit while I watch the Epstein documentary.
Nope.
I'm going to play that shit while I attempt to suck my own dick.
Damn.
Fuck. I didn't even think about that.
What, I need some new goddamn
friends,
ladies and gentlemen.
Why? We're talented, motherfucker. You
oh,
crazy.
Because you can suck your dick? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Damn. Name somebody right now that's not us. that could do that shit?
I don't know. Like, you know, I don't think that's information I like. But hey, bro, can you suck your own dick real quick? Like, nah.
Maybe sure.
Nah, hell no.
Fuck it. Let's just jump in the pole position there, man.
Dance, motherfucker. Dance, dance.
All right. This is because I fucked up last time. I said, which do you prefer, dining in or dining out? Dining in is 58%. Dining out was 42%. I know right now with all the pandemic shit going on, but before this, what would you rather do? Eat at home?
It's always been eat at home. Like I said last time, because like I feel like at a restaurant, if it's me and my girl, okay, because there's no fucking time limit. If I don't finish my shit, I can pack it up and go. But if it's like a big ass group, I'm usually since I'm pretty skinny, I'm like fucking like I'm the one that's lagging, so everybody's looking at me like, okay, we ready to fucking go. So I always feel pressure to fucking eat, or you know what I'm saying. And that's the thing about it, is like usually if I eat at home, I look like a fucking neat eater, but if I'm by myself, I'm like a goddamn carnivore. I just like, you know what I'm saying, be a savage and shit.
Oh,
with
you
it,
be
but
eating at me too, huh?
No,
you
motherfucker.
Said carnivore, motherfucker.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you eat meat.
Herbivore then, goddamn it. How about that?
Okay.
But well, it's like, yeah, I feel like I don't want to be Mr. fucking gross, disgusting, because I got fucking friends that like, we would go out, they just look like fucking pigs and shit eating, so I don't want to be that guy.
Be like cops?
This motherfucker. What about you, Nate?
Eat in. I'm an introvert though, so I don't like going out because there's too many lines and people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good spot to go eat out? Not a girl, guy.
I felt like you said.
I feel
me
like we all were thinking the same thing. Yeah.
What's a good spot? Like if you be like, hey, I got a spot that we can go eat at.
I can't say that because you're gonna make a joke out
or
of it.
If you got no. Like if you got a dish, then if you can cook at home, what would be that dish?
Well, I'll say it anyway. I was gonna say the G spot, but then you said don't say it.
Oh, there you go.
I was gonna say BJ's, and I was like, that's not any fucking better. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you guys said I was gonna say some shit. G Spot and BJ's. That sounds like some real fucking restaurant.
Yeah,
there is a BJ's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And there's a G Spot in there.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that part.
Is there a G Spot,
no.
though? I don't know. It might be a myth anyway.
No. BJ's is a restaurant. Like, I used to go to it in Cupertino. They got like a nice, like.
Upstairs in there? They got two floors?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, and like they got like a.
So
a
you full, go in a, and you go
like,
up.
Yeah,
so.
like a full bar and shit like that. Or like the Cheesecake Factory and shit. Like, for me, it's like, give me a fucking place where I can eat. And then I can go get faded. A lot of times, like, let me go eat a salad real quick. Now let me go get fucking faded real quick at the bar. You know what I'm saying? So
I think I prefer to fucking eat at home.
Yeah.
I think I just saves time, chill, watch like a movie or some shit.
Yeah, you gotta worry about eat with your dick out.
No. Yeah.
Damn.
Like,
no,
damn.
I'm not talking about sucking it this time. I'm just saying, like,
well, you might have to.
You can have it out. Like, you could just, I like to have my pants off when I eat.
No, see, because, like, if you got your fucking plate on your lap, see, now I think that's gay too. If your dick falls into your food and you eat it, is that gay?
What the fuck?
I'm doing my shit
why
like
is
the Carl's. Like
wait a minute, hold on. Are you holding the plate under your dick? Like, why
no,
would your dick
like,
fall on your food?
Like,
that
no,
doesn't
see,
make any sense.
If you got your plate right here, sometimes your shit, I don't want to get graphic, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your shit just shifts by itself, so it might just like.
The plate would be on the dick unless you put your dick and like you flapped it on top of the fucking.
I do
plate.
That. I do. I put it on the plate to separate the mashed potatoes from the chicken, so that they don't fuck it. The only time they meet is when I eat it.
Just to say the line again, because I didn't say earlier. I slapped my dick on the table. Good thing it was very stable.
It's a Reese classic.
Yeah, then you don't need a plate. Just put it on the table. There you go, man. Trying to help you out here.
Shit, no, I'm not doing it.
Or you could just do it like the old Carl's Jr. commercial and just let that shit drip all over.
Yeah, but then, and that's also another thing. I don't want different types of sauce on my dick, bro.
You already supply your own mayo.
Nah, hell nah. You
and
can't do it.
Lemonade. Anyways, fuck it. We'll just move on to the next one. Which do you prefer, seeing sports on TV or seeing sports live? On TV was 32%. Watching it live was 68%.
I'm part of 68%.
Watching it live?
Hell yeah.
What about you, Nate?
Now, see, I would ask you, like, I would ask a follow-up question and say, is that, like, on the regular? Because watching it live every now and then, yeah, but, like, you know, if it's, like, every day, then it's, like, TV. Like, I wouldn't want to.
No,
I go to a game, like, I would go to a game maybe, like, once a year. Like, I'm not really that into going to live shit, but it's kind of fun.
Well, fuck, you just said you're an introvert, too, so.
Yeah. Well, also, to follow it up, like, if I went to a game, like, by myself, hell fucking, if I'm by myself, TV. But if I'm going a group of friends, live. That'd be a better way. Like, like, I kind of agree with you. Like, if it's like a social event or something like that, live. Just because besides watching a game, y'all are eating, you're getting faded, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, like, it's more than just a game type of deal. It's like,
I never understood that shit. People who go to a game, get faded, get drunk and all this shit, and don't remember the fucking game.
Yeah.
They just black out, wake up, and they fucking vomit. And
yeah.
Like, wait, what the fuck happened? It's just like, yeah, like, why'd you even come, dude?
Like honestly, going to, like, a lot of those, like, sports events is like a fucking, like, I've had a few times where I'm, like, high and drunk in my mind, you just kind of look, and you see everybody is yelling all random shit. Like, this is a fucking rave that is basically a sports rave, because, like, everybody in this bitch is fucking drunk as shit. Everybody's just yelling a bunch of random shit. A lot of people not even watching the game, but it's more of just the ambiance, if I can get it, use a fancy word right there. So,
no, I felt like the speckle. And what was the other one? Bernadelle, where the fuck?
I don't know. He's been hanging out with too many white people.
Brindle, speckled. Yeah, Brindle. Brindle type of.
Brindle.
Yeah, it's a type of.
Sounds like a Harry Potter word.
Yeah. Sounds like a gay wizard.
Damn.
That's what fucking Brindle sound like. Brindle, come here. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get my magic stick.
This motherfucker.
Well, yeah. It was a cool show. You want to plug in your podcast, man?
The trashpodcast.com.
Where can I follow you at?
Nate at the Nate Spears on Twitter, at Natetown86 on Instagram. I have too many, like, different handles. I made that mistake early on in the social medias.
Fuck it. Nate Iverson.
But yeah. Yeah. go on Google and type in Nate Spears.
Yes.
You'll find something.
For me, is everything is at MisterReez. That's Mr. Reez. That's from Twitter to Instagram to your mama's house. No, that's one.
Damn, to your mama's mouth.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, while I'm wearing slacks, bitch.
Just to throw it back. Ooh, that rhyme, too.
Damn, going, dropping bars
on these motherfuckers.
Well, check us out on YouTube, Sauce and Reason. And like we always say, live a little, live a little, laugh a little more.
And until next time, West Side.
That COVID.
He's saying.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man.
AllInRadio.com.
Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on?
I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles, back to Wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support? And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed, trying to be a millionaire. I used two lifelines in the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for, like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah, turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver two, wanna sue. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had a, I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Used to bother me why award shows never calling me. Was not enough to hold the tea down, cause I'm constantly chopping broccoli. They don't owe me no apology. I'm balling, getting nightly neurology. Even though I got the lottery now, ain't no thought of me, I do not agree. Staring at platinum and gold plaques.
Fragile, hood go crazy, terrible loot.
Ghost act, cause ain't nobody never ever said that tech I need a flow whack.
And that's the reason for baby's mamas.
No cap, I read somewhere I had the most top tens on the Billboard rap charts. When you kill more, a stack start. I'm a mill grower at heart, and I led my people to the bread. I teach you I'm a real lord, that part. I got the ill for a fact art. But wait a minute, if you look up T9 history, yo, the data's in it. In the game we strange and we gang big things because we play to win it. But to some my shit seems invisible's the only way to spin it. Kinda like some op wanna try to play me out like I'm Sega Genesis. Is this stopping us? Hell no, I got a lot of fans watching us, saying God to us. But if strange came through the window pane of the mainstream's Oculus, it'll leave a lot of rappers with their mouths wide. Like the ring when people with the TV route died. I'm without cries, cause me and my partner built the empire, and we did it on the outside.
AllInRadio.com.